Hello, and welcome to this episode of Life Swing Style. Today, we shall be exploring the hot wife lifestyle and its significance to partaking couples and singles. Settle down, open your ears, and join me as we discover and explore together. Because sharing is caring. Desire is a powerful thing. We feel desire for the things we want. We want to be desired. We want to possess that which is desired by others, that craving, yearning feeling, sensual hunger and physical lust, that which is longed for. Both pleasure and pain are connected to feelings of desire. We feel pleasure at the things that promote survival and reproduction, and pain at those that have not. All the things that are desirable in life, status, shiny pretty things, sugar, satin, silver, and sex are all things that give us pleasure. All are desired. And yet, desires can lead us down the path of sin, greed, envy, gluttony, and lust. Is it wrong to give in to our desires? The hot wife aspect of the lifestyle encompasses desire across all aspects. Hot wife play forms a beautiful triangle of the desired, those who lust, and those who possess that which is yearned for. A hot wife isn't a term just for married women, of course. A hot wife can be a girlfriend or a long-term play partner. The use of the word wife boils down to a serious, committed relationship where two souls, joined as one, include another to create a highly erotic, sexually charged union. I've seen some descriptions of the hot wife dynamic, which sees that these relationships are in pursuit of fulfilling the husband's fantasies, that the male encourages partners to pursue sexual relations with other men solely for the purpose of providing sexual excitement and pleasure to her partner, so as to appease his cuckold or voyeur nature. Such descriptions are a little basic in their understanding, and often the inclusion of the cuckold dynamic is included. Cuckold couples generally lie within the kink and dom sub spectrum, the purest form being the masochistic cuckold partner who relishes in the degradation and humiliation of his partner and her alpha male lover. The term cuckoldry first comes into use in the 1520s and describes adultery as affecting the honour of the husband. I've also seen some suggest that stag and vixen couples have a sub-dom dynamic, where the male is supposedly dominant, and the vixen being submissive with a MMF threesomes and separate encounters. In real life encounters, however, stag and vixen couples tend to both be easygoing, adventurous, open to various ways of play, with any dominance or submissiveness only playing a small part or a switch role in sexual adventures, rather than being the main focus. The term cuck is often used as a derogatory term outside of the lifestyle. The hot wife couples I encounter, however, always catch my eye as standing out. I've seen so many different dynamics when it comes to the hot wife couple. Each hot wife couple is as different as the next. There are common themes. The hot wife couple tends to have a traditional facade to their neighbours, generally living in the nicer neighbourhoods with some sort of high status role in society for one or both partners, their blessed union appearing to be wholesome, and the female tends to be very attractive and confident. The male looks to her as both a goddess worthy of worship, adoration, and completely reveres the way she can possess any male's undivided sexual attention. His hot wife makes him feel like a potent sexual god. The traditional roles that hot wife couples tend to reside in also add to the dynamic. She may be the goddess, but he is the god to which single males present their petitions and supplications to kneel at her feet. The husband doesn't own his hot wife's sex. He possesses it, revels in it, and is both master and slave to it. the heavenly delights within the outline of her breasts to the holiest of holies between her legs can be shared freely to pilgrims making offerings of their willing cocks. When I observe the hot wife couple, it's obvious their union is a strong one. What is it about this aspect of the lifestyle that creates such confident partners? The hot wife experience allows for exploration of the most wild of sexual fantasies, while at the same time boosting self-confidence and self-esteem in ways that few other encounters can. It provides women with sexual freedom, while simultaneously freeing women from the jealousy of their men. When he entrusts his wife the freedom to be who she wants to be, it furthers trust and intimacy in other aspects of their individual relationship. Within the lifestyle, hot wife encounters are the ones that makes women feel beautiful and desired, while giving their partners the sense that they are with the sexiest woman on the planet. When you have something so beautiful, you want to share it with others so it can be appreciated as much as it should be. Some view hotwifing as nothing more than adultery. Technically, they are correct. Legally, for the purposes of getting a divorce in the UK, adultery specifically refers to either a married man having sexual intercourse with a woman other than his wife, or a married woman having sexual intercourse with a man other than her husband. The odd thing is, in the UK, you can only cite adultery as a reason for divorce if your partner has had sexual intercourse with a person of the opposite sex. If your partner has been unfaithful with someone of the same sex, technically they haven't committed adultery. This also applies if you're in a homosexual relationship and your partner has a same-sex extramarital affair. The law is an odd thing sometimes. So hotwifing can be seen from the outside of the holy trinity of three bodies reveling in lustful acts as a sinful act of corruption of the marital bed. What does it mean to bring immorality to wedded bliss anyhow? Go back to the Middle Ages here in Europe. Sex itself between good Christian husband and wife for recreational purposes was seen as adultery, perversion, and even heresy. The idea that the body was the temple of the Holy Spirit meant that anything seen to bring corruption to that was seen as obscene. Goodness knows what such couples would make of the latest butt plugs designs of today. The word adultery itself comes from the 12th century French avouterie, meaning voluntary violation of the marriage bed. Put that in today's standards and any couples getting a little bit kinky with nipple clamps are doing the devil's work and committing adultery together. A happy wife is a happy life. Any long-term committed sexual relationship requires elements to strengthen the bond. Anyone who is married will tell you that it's hard work. Of the tens of thousands of couples who congregate in lifestyle encounters that I've met, the hot wife couple appear to be the most confident in their relationship needs. What does a marriage require to be strong, stable, and sexual? Couples who play together stay together. Whether that be intimacy through touch, from holding hands to sexy snuggles, is of all a vital part of communication. Listening to each other, trusting and actively working on the everyday adult things from money to personal morals, sharing feelings, time, hobbies, dreams and fantasies, experiencing new things together and apart, knowing limits, and of course, flirting all the way throughout. All of these things can be seen to be strengths in any relationship, and all of these things are experienced by practicing hot wife couples. Of course, a third is required for the hot wife fantasy to be fulfilled. So what are couples looking for when seeking out their sacrificial ram? Physicality is important. The single male needs to be a good specimen to demonstrate stamina, and attractiveness. He has to live up to the fantasy. He has to arrive to participate wearing his Sunday best. Internet swinger sites are filled with thousands of single men who don't quite understand that they have to present themselves as more than a dimly shot picture of a dick with a few introductory words of, "Hi hun, what you up to?" Single gents selected for the hot wife's pleasure are those that understand that they are there to enhance the couple's fantasy, acting as a priest between the goddess and her worshipping spouse. His offertory ejaculations on the altar of pleasure is a sacred thing, far removed from profile pictures of scruffy selfies in a travelodge toilet with a Lynx cam in shot for size. Those who proclaim, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your wives, I come to bury my cock," aren't likely to be selected for hot wife play, but could potentially be suited in a cuckold fantasy. The cock is important. Eve was enticed by the serpent in the Garden of Eden, and the hot wife wishes to nibble on temptation. The ability to have a good erection, to use condoms with ease, to have the prior experience to know how to tease and delight all the way to orgasmic ecstasy with the husband, very much part of the affair, is key. And what are the single men? Why do men want to be a part of the hot wife's couple experience? Some single gentlemen enjoy sexual encounters with no emotional attachment. However, the hot wife experience is more than a simple one-night stand. They are playing to a fantasy, and a fantasy that gives the added thrill of taboo with sexual congress with another man's wife. Some single men enjoy the dynamic of the hot wife experience because it offers a glimpse to things that are sacred and so often unattainable. From strong relationships, stability, and devotion, hot wife experiences can range from a few hours of play to long-term play dynamics, of which the single gent is part of an honest sexual relationship with the hot wife, and very much includes gaining trust and friendship from the husband. They enjoy the emotionally mature, confident, and incredibly attractive hot wife's attention, which in turn increases their own confidence and self-esteem when they win her affections. Men like pleasing their partner. The hot wife experience for single guys offers the ultimate pleasure-giving opportunity. They can feel confident in their own sexual prowess and expertise once they have fully pleasured another man's wife, to everyone's satisfaction. And yet, that's not the end of the story. Once the single male has said his farewells, the hot wife couple reconnect in possibly the most erotic, sacrosanct, and powerful way imaginable, that of reclamation sex. Sexual union comes full circle, where the wife returns to her husband's cock, filling herself with him and all his love for her, resurrecting eternally deep desires over and over again. Reclamation sex is possibly the most emotional, frantic, and deeply sensual experience a couple can have, and hot wife couples are fortunate to create that union on as many occasions as they desire. Desire means that which is longed for. It is desire that gives our life meaning. It gives us our motivations. That which makes us mere mortals, connected to both pleasure and pain, good or bad, comes from desire. Desires can lead us down the path of sin, greed, envy, gluttony, and lust. But is it wrong to give in to our desires when what we desire most is the one we love?